Chapter 5. Christ is Back, coming out of CM and ASU Anno 2005. Excerpt of No Other Planet has walked personally with Christ. Michael, as you shall do. CM. We have not been able to bring you the second coming prior to this time, even though Sunanda and I have been back here since 1954 planning the event and solving problems. This is because there were not enough of you available yet to draw the light towards you. And by light here, I include knowledge and wisdom. The dark is still the greater force on Earth, in the sense of lack of education of her peoples. We are not going to remove people who know not what they do. If we beamed all the dark people out, assuming we could identify them all with great accuracy, we would be removing most of Earth's population. A person, who is messianic in nature, can draw a great amount of light to them. They can convert the dark who are fence-sitters, and on occasion even a truly evil person. The satanic forces of Earth still hold those in organized religion in their hands and teach that Sananda is the Antichrist. They have to have their 7 years of tribulation, while they watch in the sky, and then the real Jesus will come. I think we have had well more than 7 years of tribulation on Earth. But this is the belief. Many of you said people will wake up once they realize the benefits, and many will. To some, the benefits of Nesra will be money and nothing more. They would then use money for control. This will happen. It will require a huge number of beings of light to attract the light in these uneducated people. You are these light beings, and we are assisting you, and gifting Earth in many beautiful ways. But this is also a time of final reckoning for many, as to whether they ascend with Earth or not. Some will choose otherwise. What will happen, with the star peoples here, and your hard work, is that by the date of the second coming, slightly more than 2 months away, at the most, is that the light energy will come close to balancing the dark energy, creating a void, or a balancing of the energy of light and dark. We should not plan on coming until we can make this voiding or balance occur. We would like to have the leaning towards the light, but we cannot risk the leaning towards the dark, or they win. Simple as that. It's a universal law of nature, not a law of rules given. The only reason there would be a short delay in the second coming would be if the leaning were still towards the dark. The date is chosen, but it is a bit flexible, and we could do it earlier, if the void that is needed should happen. Do not confuse this with other teachings of void that you are reading lately. Also ignore the teachings of late that say, we most look into the future to find the timing of the voids. We look not into the future in this game we play, we are very much in the now. Now I will discuss the last issue at hand for myself, and then I give it over to Sunanda. We have had some questions, regards who is Aten as Creator God, who am I as Hayton, and how to compare or describe Creator God, knowing that a Creator Son of God named Christ Michael is at the helm of this universe of Nebadon. Well, my people of Nebadon, in a recent message, where I describe myself a bit, I made the statement. When I say I am Aten in my higher self, I am Aten indeed. I hope to see a few questions, and we got some. Aten is called Creator God by some. Christ Michael is certainly Creator God of the universe of Nebadon. Please put two and two together, my children, Aten and Christ Michael are one and the same. I said I was a descending son in that message, and so I am. My creation was in the central universe of Havona. I am the Father God of the universe of Nebadon. I am not a fragment of Michael, I am Michael. I am the Christ. You have read in our messages that Sananda's visit to Earth 2,000 years ago was a joint incarnation of Christ Michael and ASU Emmanuel. You, through your church teachings, who have had this learning, believe in the return of the actual Christ, and so it is. I am in command of Earth Project Transition, because it is my project, as Master Creator Son of Nebadon. Those of you reading Urantia have understood that someday, Michael would personally return to Earth, and it is so. I command the Pleiadian Sector Flight Command at this time. I told you in that earlier message, I am a large gray, using a body designed by universal scientists, and this is so. It is a body type that allows me to walk the Earth. I chose to use the long-loved name of Aten on Earth for this mission. I needed a bit of a disguise for a period of time. Now that the second coming event is so close, it is time to come out of disguise. You have on Earth both returning sons of God, the descending son and the ascending son. Blessed are you. This is why the second coming event will be sacred and not a war-type event. You were blessed with my appearance 2,000 years ago, and now you are twice blessed with my promised return. I have visited no other planet in my vast realm, in this manner. I am come to remove the adversary of my domain, and it shall be done. Earth shall be healed and of the lighted realms once again. I am Christ Michael of Nebadon, and I personally love this little planet and her people, and I will hold all of you again in my arms. I take this opportunity to thank all of you from the stars for your time spent and yet to be spent with Earth as she grows up. I thank all the Earth souls for preparing my way. You have been, some of you, here for thousands of years, working the planet from the inside to prepare my way. I thank the countless Chris beings who have prepared my way. I stand in awe of you all. We will shortly walk together, join hands together, and heal this world together. I will be here a long as it is necessary to be here. No other planet has walked personally with Christ Michael as you shall do. Go in great peace, my dear ones. I am Christ Michael, aka Jorgos Ceres Hayton. Sananda, I am Sananda Emmanuel, who comes to Earth, returning with Christ Michael. It is time for you to fully understand who we all are. It is time to fully understand the fullness of this mission. It is time to understand that you are all come, as messiahs, in service to Christ Michael. It is time you better understood my role in all of this. Long ago, this was planned for Earth. It was thought appropriate to have Christ Michael come together with an ascending sun in the missions, and so I was chosen for this. You have read that I am a Kamara, and this is so. My real father, that birthed me into the universe long ago in Lyra, is none other than Sanat Kamara, the Ancient of Days as recorded in your Bible. I agreed long ago to have many incarnations into Earth to help begin the process of lifting her up. You read at the Phoenix Journals that Gabriel was my father at that time 2,000 years, and this is true. Understand the nature of the DNA required to bring a creator son into a physical incarnation, in the likes of the planetary peoples. I come to serve Earth at this time, in the complete fulfillment of my mission here. I, with the second coming event, become what is called a planetary prince in our universe. I will be the representative of the universal headquarters on Earth. Earth had another planetary prince at one time, who fell into the Lucifer rebellion, and was removed during the first coming. That is the story behind the temptation of Christ, the meeting with Lucifer, and Caligastia, the planetary prince at that time, who encouraged myself, and Christ Michael to join with them. That did not happen. Christ Michael has been since that time, acting planetary prince. It has been known all this time that I would carry this job, with the second coming event, assuming that Earth was not destroyed by our Babangs. We planned for this possibility, so bad had this place become with the world wars. The story, as told in Christian religion, that I go and prepare a place in heaven for you, meant that I went and found a large number of planets for you to be moved to, in the advent it became necessary to evacuate the planet. You have been placed in heaven. It is the return of Earth to the heavenly realms. I will remain the planetary prince for quite some time, but it will not be a permanent position. In time, when you are united and grown up, you will choose your own planetary prince, not by force, but by vote. You will become united. All planets do as they grown up. This is not the same as the new world order that was to be stuffed down your throats. I know that most of you are quite surprised to learn the identity of Hayton. Be not put off by this. You have seen him as a loving but firm commander who returned me to Earth in the Starship Phoenix. He is loving and he is firm, and he, although he is the god of this universe, he desires not to be bowed down to. You have been told that I do not want people hanging at my feet, and this is so. So is it with Hayton, and you may continue in this name if comfortable to you. Wasn't this quite a lovely surprise, that this lovely old Hayton is your universal creator god, here in person? Let us join in love all together now, and be who we are, all sons and daughters of God. I am a teacher, I am also a warrior, and my first works with the planet were in war with the adversaries of God. Now I return in peace. The Kamaras are a family group, some related by blood, some by choice. It was considered to throw in the rag, give up on Earth, long ago, in the warring. All of us could have ascended into the heaven worlds, not having to further incarnate and work in these realms. We chose not to do so, and to instead come to this solar system and take her back, and we have done so. CM 2005 by Candace.